Exodus chapter 23. You shall not raise a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shall you testify to a cause to pervert judgment. Neither shall you show favoritism to a poor man in his cause. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of him who hates you lying under his burden, and would refrain from helping him, you shall surely help him. You shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his cause. Keep yourself far from a false matter, and do not kill the innocent and righteous, because I will not justify the wicked. And you shall take no gift, because the gift blinds the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. Also you shall not oppress a stranger, because you know the heart of a stranger, since you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And 6 years you shall sow your land, and shall gather in its fruits. But the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie still, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive grove. 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day Saturday you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said to you, take heed, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of your mouth. 3 times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded you, in the time appointed of the month Abib, Nisan, March, April, because in it you came out from Egypt, and no one shall appear before me empty-handed. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labor's feast of weeks, Pentecost, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of harvest, which is in the end of the year, feast of tabernacles, when you have gathered in your labors out of the field. 3 times in the year, all your males shall appear before the Lord God Jehovah. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord Jehovah your God. You shall not boil a kid, young goat, in his mother's milk. Look, I send an angel before you, to protect you in the way, and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, because he will not pardon your sins, because my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and an adversary to your adversaries. Because my angel shall go before you, and bring you in to the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their deeds, but you shall completely overthrow them, and destroy their images. And you shall serve the Lord Jehovah your God, and he shall bless your bread, and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Nothing shall miscarry their young, nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before you, and will destroy all the people to whom you shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beast of the field multiply against you. But little by little I will drive them out from before you, until you have increased, and inherit the land. And I will set your bounds from the Red Sea even to the Mediterranean Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the Euphrates River, because I will deliver those who live in the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not live in your land, lest they cause you to sin against me, because if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you.